Hello and welcome to Banter and Chill with your host, Inni Baby. Hello and welcome to another episode of Banter and Chill podcast with Inni Baby. Now, before we dive into this episode, I want to say a big welcome to all the listeners of the pod, for the old timers. Thank you guys for sticking with the podcast as always. For the newcomers, thank you for watching, and I guarantee that you're definitely going to enjoy this particular episode. You are going to enjoy it. You want to know why? Because we're having a game session. So, as you know, all work and no play makes Banter and Chill podcast a dull podcast.
Good as you know, looking where you talk after. Is that what they say? Was that the same?
So, as I was saying before the guest interrupted, this podcast is divided into three. This episode is divided into three segments. We're going to have the Never Have I Ever segment. We're going to have Would You Rather segment, and then Put a Finger Down. Now, for this month, all our episodes are themed. Is all the theme of this month's episodes like family? So if you notice, the last episode was on childhood, growing up, possible parenting methods, and all that. Now, this episode was supposed to be about bills in marriage, finances in marriage, but that could not happen. So it's why we just decided to just rush one sharp games episode. Now, my questions are themed. Since I said the episode is going to be like family themed, my questions are themed. Never Have I Ever is themed to like growing up and childhood. Would You Rather questions are themed to like marriages and raising children. Put a Finger Down is also themed to like children, problematic children. But I want to announce to you all that my guest went to carry anyhow. Would You Rather. I told this man what to do.
You don't have to tell the
camera. I told this man what to do. He went to bring anyhow Would You Rather question. So if you notice that my Would You Rather questions are themed towards like marriage, family, and all that, you know that is because that's the theme. He's the one who did not follow the theme of the episode. This man right here, if you watch, what episode were you on? Cost of Living Crisis. Yeah, if you did see Cost of Living Crisis, or if you listen to it, Kelechi is the person who was on that episode. So Kelechi, welcome back to Banter and Chill podcast. How does it feel to be here?
Great, except I don't like the way you are opening my yash in public.
Yash is meant for opening. Anyways,
I am not going to bank on that.
Let's get down to the episode, Jerry. So we're going to start with Never Have I Ever. So I take one. He doesn't drink, fun fact. That's why you're not seeing alcohol.
No, now. Oh, Jesus.
He doesn't drink. That's why you're not seeing alcohol here. If not, would have,
I was about that, to say we suppose we have to.
It would have been fun to drink and go through, but he doesn't drink. So
I do not. Guys, we need to speak to her himself, because I don't like the fact that she's exposing, saying certain things to you guys. Which you
don't, he don't, but he doesn't drink.
That's not supposed to be public knowledge.
That you don't drink. Anyways, Never Have I Ever. So I'll take one, you take one. I'll go first because it's my podcast. Okay. But this is more like a Never Did I Ever, because it's not really Have I.
Yeah.
Never did I ever fake sickness to get out of school or any other event I did not feel like attending as a child.
I think I'm going to go, yes, I did.
You did?
It wasn't to get out of school, because I always loved going to school because I had a crush on some.
Now, woman, they carry and go school. Not his future. Go.
Countdown. So, but I was given multiple chores to do, and I had done a few of them, and I was tired, and I didn't want to do it, and I was complaining that I was tired.
Yeah.
My back was paining me, and no one was listening to me. So, I went to the back and fell. I'm fainting.
I've never fainted
in real, but I actually fainted. So,
yeah. Anyways, it's your turn. You go.
Okay, so which one do I go with now? So, never did you ever have a crush on your cousin?
No. That's incest, bro.
It's a crush, you're not acting on it.
No. I cannot see any family member like that. Let's settle on that. Let's unpack that. You used to have a crush on your cousin.
It's just a crush.
Is it?
And I was a child.
Is it? What is this? Sodom and Gomorrah?
I didn't act on it. We didn't act on it.
That's what you
say. She was older than me though, but
that's what you say. Anyways, never have I ever spoken back at my parents.
What age bracket are you talking about?
Like, growing up, when you were still under them, let's say like 18 downwards.
Okay, so I lost my parents early. So, but before then, no, I'm not sure I did.
Oh my God.
But I did have a lot of back and forth.
That was a very sensitive question to ask. Me, I've never spoken back at my parents, so you go.
Okay.
I have a feeling you say no to this one, but Masti asks. Never did you ever steal something from a shop nearby, Mala, Boki or something?
One fact, they don't used to let us go out, so we don't even see shop.
So you didn't go to buy something like...
No, like until I got to like all them, until I got to all them like 15, 16, they didn't send me out of the gate.
Why?
That's just my dad's rule.
Why? What thing? Well, I can...
What thing?
No, I can actually understand, but all right.
So, Kenichi, let's dive back to that.
No, I did not say I used to. I asked if you did.
Okay, you did you.
That's not how the game is going, right?
Nice.
Viewers,
nice,
that's not how the game is going.
Nice. Okay. Never have I ever let someone take the blame for something I did growing up.
I did it where? Don't worry. Don't worry.
Last boy. That's what they do.
I wasn't last.
No, I refused to accept that. No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I had a lot of...
last boy. Anyways, I was more of like, I was more like the one that used to take the blame for things that people have done. There was one time this enlargement in the house broke, and it honestly wasn't me, but because I have a history of always spoiling things.
What? No wonder.
I have a history of spoiling things.
Now
they were not blaming me.
Now
but
I
really, it wasn't me. I wasn't the one that spoiled it. So till today, we don't know who spoiled, who broke the enlargement. But because there's always nice voices in the house, they blamed me. So I have never, like, I don't think I've ever let someone take the fall for something I've done, but I have taken the fall for something my siblings did.
Okay,
growing up.
Taking that, yes, there was this, my dad plucked mango.
Yeah.
And he put it in the fridge, went to work. My aunt just came back from Lagos that day. I can never forget because he beat in a collect. So she went and sliced the mango and ate. Baba come back, talks in a meal. I'm not. No,
and your auntie refused to confess.
She didn't. She wasn't around. I don't really collect beating. Where?
No!
I don't really collect beating.
I will not agree.
It was
I
not.
Will not agree.
No, but he did try to compensate for that.
I will not agree. I will not forgive you.
The beating was called off as it is. But it's all right. It's all right.
Get on.
See, the things I don't ask you now. Let's say I don't understand the kind of childhood you have.
I don't know. Like, you know, we need to unpack that on a good day. Come and tell us.
I had a fun childhood, basically.
Okay, so you're calling mine boring.
I did not say that. I said I had.
But you're implying.
You're the one who is taking that. I do not say that.
You're implying that mine was boring.
Guys, I said I had a fun childhood. Did I say unlike some people? I didn't say anything like
that.
Okay,
but you just said unlike some people.
I'm trying. Guys.
Oh yeah, go on.
This is
next.
Why men never win fights.
Next.
Okay. Never did you ever hide your clothes or burn your dirty clothes just because you didn't want to wash them, you didn't want to dress.
I would not go as far as burning my clothes, but I did like hide clothes because I did not want to
finally,
have to wash them.
Finally, one thing.
Yeah, I did do that one. Because my dad would come and, like, my dad would just randomly walk around the house. Now, if you take plenty of dirty clothes, you enter trouble. So I used to find out to hide them very well.
Okay, I'm not the only one.
Okay, so this one you might be able to relate to. Never did I ever steal meat from pot.
Okay, that. Did I? Okay, no. I didn't know.
You stole me. I didn't steal meat from pot.
Hey, Wunne.
I didn't steal meat from pot. I did, but this one time they caught me licking meat at Milo.
Okay.
Everybody was in the parlor watching film. And I thought, okay, this is the perfect time to strike. And I went to the kitchen. I went to build milk and I was just licking it. My uncle now caught me. Funny how he went to pack clothes at the back. So he passed by the kitchen. And they licked me, next to my ear. Just stand there and wait for me. Oh, my God. See, my heart fly. I mean, so Mumu, I stood there with the milk in my hand.
Where you won't go before?
So I don't remember ever stealing meat from pot, but I do remember that milk.
So, but in my defense, the times I stole stuff because I did it with my mom.
Yeah,
I prepared the food. So guys, let's judge it.
You're paying yourself for labor.
So like much later, probably like 12 a.m. ish, I go and take meat.
I prepared the soup.
But that's not silly. You're just compensating yourself for labor, for what you did.
Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, your turn.
The answer might to this might be a no, but did you ever fight a boy while growing up?
Go by yes, sir. Go ask about me. I had a reputation in secondary school that I used to fight boys.
Wow!
If my boys from my class should gather, they will tell you, Fortune is the one that will stand and be challenging. Well, I don't used to yell. I used to fight.
Wait.
It will shock you guys. I used to fight. I'm sure my dad would be very happy that I ended up like becoming a girly girl, because that time he had consent. I had another brother and a cousin as my age mates when we were growing up. So I used to play rough play with them a lot. So I feel like that translated when I was in school too. I used to challenge anybody challengeable. I had a reputation that I used to fight and beat boys. So that one, I did that one well. I was a fighter.
Be careful. That's all I can say. Okay, let's go.
It's my turn. So you used to fight people. You look like it. You look like you used to beat people.
I'm a boy, so, but I've not really fought before. People find this very shocking when I say it. I have not fought.
I have not fought.
So, because my mom always used to say, people are dead and they are walking. So, you don't know who you're going to push and the person dies and it's going to be on your head. So, she keeps kept on running me like, oh, you know that you're the only person, so you cannot do certain things, so you don't get into trouble. Hey, ma, you know,
Nibu, for those who understand Nibu,
So, I used to fight like I have nothing to lose.
So I was always very careful. I did not fight. So, nah, I didn't.
Okay. So, never did I ever tell a little lie or a lie generally to get what I want or to get away with something.
Who did not do that one? I beg you. Please. Ask something.
I can't remember any particular event, but I'm definitely sure I did. I did a lot. Get away with something. But did you ever try running away from home or like think about it like, I'm adopted?
I never did that. I never thought about it.
Never thought about running away. Me, I've actually tried to run away.
I
had no plans.
I tried beating well, but for some reason, I never thought it was from
a place of
hate
like,
or something. No.
Yeah.
I never thought about it.
Okay.
Okay. So, if you say you don't do this one, on God, I know you're lying. Never did you ever do wash and wear?
That one, I'm normal now. Na norms. Na smalls. It's a part of, it's like a rite of passage. Especially in secondary school.
Yes.
Where you will not wash maybe socks or uniform.
Early in the morning.
Early morning. Between the hours of 5:30 to 7. Because it's a new uniform, they brand new. Don't wash them that early morning.
And if there's light, you're very lucky.
You're not iron it. But you don't have this funny
smell. Yes.
You can't try spray.
Then you probably have rashes around that area. That's for me. I had rashes.
Because me, for socks, it used to give me rashes if I wear like damp or wet socks. Yeah.
Okay, glad.
But never have I ever been called to the principal's office.
I was called once.
Why? What did you do?
I didn't do anything bad. Of course. So I was accused, technically.
Who accused you?
That's the thing. Now you ask that question, I never thought about who accused me. But the whole gist was, they summoned me, walk on her, come to the office. I went to the office and I was like, oh, so this was the thing, it was during exam period. So I think for some reason, the school printed exam paper had finished. So I said, okay, my mom bought like 4 of those long foster, the book. So I started selling some because I had a lot of it.
Businessman, okay.
Calm down now, I'm an able man. What do you expect? I started selling some, do you get? So it turned out to be that some other guy started selling and he was selling at a better rate than I was.
Competition.
So I didn't understand why, but I was still selling. So after a while, after exam, I got called and I was like, they said that there was this senior at the time who went on, she was not feeling fine for a while.
Yeah.
So, and she came back and found that her foolscap, her long notes were torn out from.
Oh, so that means it was you, since you are the exporter, importer, transporter.
And I gave every single, I say, you know where they talk, say no video, talk, no evidence. I gave evidence, still nothing. Then the other boy, I don't know how the boy walked scot-free. How, but
now I'm thinking about it, how did that man, with all experience and how old he was, not say, this boy was set at a better rate? How was he making money?
Boy, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Sorry, I can see that. Did he really pay you?
No, he did. Because I rather told my mom see, about it. Because they wanted to expel me. Sorry, suspend me. Not expel, sorry. They wanted to suspend
for
me.
Selling a book.
Not for selling. For stealing.
It could have easily been replaced.
So they wanted to suspend me. So, but they were like, oh, since I already have a good record and all that. So
they won't do that.
They're not going to do that. But that they would tell me to buy back the books. Like four of them times clearly. Two. So I was so pissed. I refused to do that. I went to tell my mom. She was like, okay, we'll buy it. And I was like,
Don't go there, man.
So like, she knows that I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But she, my mom is the kind of person, like, she likes peace.
Peace. And
I'm like, mom, this boy, right? You know, she's like, it's all right. She says this thing in Igbo. She says, so act like a fool just for peace. I don't always believe in that, but it's all right.
Ah, okay. So, if you guys would like to, you don't have a choice. All this never have I ever that I'm reading out, please. Anyone, as well, read it out, you write your own answer in our comment section. I want to know how your own childhood was too, because I'm interested in knowing. Now let's move on to would you rather. I have tons of would you rathers, but I don't think we would like go through all of them.
Be nice.
But I'm going to let you. Who asked the last one? Was it not you? Bond food. Yeah, it was you. So I'm going to start this one. Would you rather have an arranged marriage and be happy, or marry for love and not be so happy?
Eleke will not be so happy.
Not be so happy.
So, the reason why I'm thinking about this is because if my mom were to be alive now, she basically would have given me, oh, my son, this woman's child, or this my friend's child. So there's a huge tendency that she would have tried to start
matchmake. Yeah, so you trust your parents that they would make a good choice for you, like to matchmake.
My entire family knows my spec. So
your entire family knows your spec. What's your spec? People would like to know.
Let's leave that. We'll have that.
No, people would like to know.
No, guys, no.
Because I don't think I would trust my dad. I go with my dad. I don't think I would trust him to find like.
So I had sisters.
I mean, I feel like he knows people. Like he would know people definitely, but I don't trust him to like pick the person. I don't know if it's maybe I don't know him well enough, but looking at him,
do you guys have that kind of conversation?
I don't. Never, just
my mom will
randomly pop out every once in a while and tell me, if you see your husband, bring and come here. I still used to see it on the road. If you see your husband, bring and come.
So my mom was she was on both sides. She'll come and tell me, male children, boys and girls don't usually. They don't, so she says it in Igbo. So trying to say it in English now is quite hard.
They don't used to
working at one and then
Mekotarika.
Yes. So, but after a while, she asked me, so
who are you with now?
Not really who are you with. Like she knows when I like someone.
Aww.
So she just asked me, well, how is that your friend?
Mm.
How is she doing? Then there was this one time was, okay, no, let's leave that part.
You get places where you leave us because of the kind of person you are being in life. It's your turn.
Okay, that's, I think you're going to catch me here. I didn't answer that question, by the way. So I won't mind having an arranged marriage, because as long as the person is my spec.
So you're not big on marriage for love, technically.
No. So if you're my spec, physically, intellectually, and otherwise, by the time I hang out with you over time, definitely. But
you grow in love.
But people actually grow into it.
Okay.
Don't you agree? Why are you quiet?
Next question.
Wait! No! So you don't believe that?
I think people can actually grow in love, but I would rather not find out. Cause what if I don't grow in love? What if I don't get to love you? I have to love you from the beginning.
So you're the first. You those that fall in love at first sight.
I know, like at first, I have to like you first before getting involved, or else forget about it. So okay. Please go on.
Okay. Would you rather date someone who is always punctual, or date someone, or settle with someone basically who remembers everything?
That's be punctual quite... always, because people who remember everything, they may want to bring it up all the time. What about the other time you did this? Okay. This thing you're doing, you did it like 200 times before. No, please don't remember everything. Be punctual. But on the other hand, you might now start forgetting stuff like maybe birthdays, anniversaries. I'll not have to be reminding you that it's our anniversary.
So pick.
I purposely planned this.
Just be punctual, Jerry. At least even if I plan the anniversary dinner, you'll be there on time.
So you won't mind planning every single anniversary?
I do mind. Maybe I feel over time we could work something out. I mean.
Okay.
So, how about you?
Women are known to be late, so I think...
Women are known to be late. Wow, it's stereotype.
But guys, really?
Oh, yeah, go on.
So yeah, I think someone who remembers everything, because I'm kind of some kind of person that I'm quite sensitive. So if I tell you certain things and you don't remember, and I have to tell you over and over again, so I will feel like
hurt, like the person doesn't like pay attention
technically,
to you.
Yeah, so because I try to remember everything you tell me.
Oh, okay. Would you rather have a happy marriage with no mama and papa play, or an unhappy marriage with all the mama and papa play in the world?
I don't understand. Well, how are we going to have this kind of play without... Wait, mama and papa play, explain.
that's in that cross your mind just now. That's it.
So, it's impossible to have the both of them. So, let me explain why.
Would you rather have a happy marriage with no mama and papa play?
How we no go there? You understand now? Guys, really? How we happy and we no go there? Ah! Have you just a past day for kitchen, collect one or two? I know now. Then if I'm not happy in the marriage, I will not have been doing those kind of no.
So that means possible. You can't live without mama play in a marriage.
How I want to live without her, I don't understand.
It's one of the reasons why I want to marry fast. One of them, I said one of the
ideas. But that means the marriage will be unhappy.
That's why I'm not going for any of them.
I don't reach to this. Okay, moving on. Next question.
So this has been going on quite a lot. Yeah. It's a conversation like this. So, and I decided to add this question. Would you rather marry a walking boy?
What's a walking boy?
A walking boy.
Walking boy meaning what?
You do not know what...
Who a walking boy is. Enlighten me.
Okay, so... would you rather marry a Yahoo boy?
Never to happen.
Calm down now. I have not asked the question yet.
Or what?
These guys have money. Are you aware of that? Would you rather marry a walking boy or marry a sugar daddy whose age difference is 45 years?
Oh, baby. I want all the sugar. Give me all the sugar. Because, first of all, at least I can guarantee that the sugar daddy's money is legit. I know good else. May yes, you can build up me.
But you know, there are other things that you would not have to. So, at your age now, but 5 year gap, imagine that.
The man is like, this life is funny. If you marry and say, okay, you go first, you die. You go get accident next week. So, this life is like this. But generally speaking, he's like already one leg into like the other world. So, I don't mind. My concern with a walking boy is the money is not legal. So you probably not like have peace of mind and all that.
Some people don't care.
I do care, so that's what I can do. I'd rather go for the sugar daddy and just tell myself that it's not going to last long. So would you rather have a partner who says I love you every day, or a partner who never says it but they love you in all your love languages?
Now we're talking. All my love languages. So the thing...
As a man, why do you have a love language?
No, I'm not a human being.
No, you be animal.
So, wait. I'm trying my best to match to all your love languages that you communicated with me, or those that I've found out. Because I'm not usually the kind of person that acts sometimes. I just try to sense and know, like, okay, then try to act in that line. So, yeah, I think I prefer you do that, all my love languages, yes.
Yeah, rather than say, so you never, you can, you will be fine with never hearing I love you in your life.
Did you say whole life?
Yes, no. Your partner would say, I love you every day. Or they never say it, but they show you love in all your love languages.
Love language, because what am I eating with I love you? You're already showing me that you love me. And I technically, you're already showing me that. So I think I can
go
with that.
Oh yeah, please. It's your turn.
Well, you. Let me ask that question now. So you.
I love the pepper soup, man. Love the pepper soup. I can live without you saying, oh, I love you, because... You could do it in other ways. Buy me a Birkin, a Benz, you know.
Let's pass. Let's move.
Yeah, you send money to my account. There are other ways to say I love you. So, yeah.
True.
Go on, your turn.
So,
this is not family centered, but it still has still in that way. So, would you rather love your man more or have him love you more?
He should love me more.
Long term. See, the reason why. Okay, go ahead.
Long term, it helps if the man loves you more. Long term. Please, the reason to make a counter argument. Let's have it. Let's have it. Come on.
The reason why I'm saying is, when you have this mindset that this man loves you, and there you can tend to be act out of line more.
But I think that opinion or stereotype, it exists. Even women say, "Oh, if you love a man too much, you start doing anyhow." So I feel like every gender assumes the same thing about the other gender.
So I'm quite stuck up when it comes to that. I love you, but I try to gauge
and small,
because if I show you exactly, you feel like going to do things and expect, and I would obviously walk over it, but over time, yes.
So yeah, next.
Okay, so I have two here, but let me go with one first of all.
You have two left.
No, like two. Like I am thinking about you right now. First of all, are you an independent woman?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with question 10. Would you rather work for your money or depend on your man's money?
Depend 100 solely. Dependable God. Depend the way I would depend,
But you just said
there's nowhere somebody for you know they say take a leap of faith, like across the Spider-Verse is a blind leap of faith. The way Miles take jump, just jump down. Now, so I go take job. I will depend.
So you won't feel a type of way, or probably because he might try to act a certain way because he knows that you're.
No.
Sorry, no verse.
I mean, if I had to pick, I like being independent. There's some things that come with the territory that you genuinely like, because I've been dependent before, and it wasn't nice. So if you're with somebody who is sensible, depending on them would not be a problem. Also, as a sharp babe, no, they depend foolishly. As they depend, make sure they buy you gold, they buy you land. In case you want step, your future is secure.
Wow.
So yeah, if you're depending, at least depend with common sense. There are people whose husbands, boyfriends set up shops for them, blah blah. Like, it's not dependent. They will only be buying you like maybe new clothes, new phone, blah blah blah. Things that don't have like value much later in life. So I would not mind depending, but I'll be a very sharp babe because men do like this.
What do you mean?
What did you hear?
Both genders are like that.
No.
They do like
that. No. Women are straight.
I would like to be on that episode where we have this kind of conversation.
I would never set women up for drugs. They are blameless. They can do no wrong. And this is my turn. Would you rather depend on a woman? Would you rather be dependent on a sugar mommy?
Sugar mommy. Well, no, that's what I asked you actually.
That's what I'm now throwing back at you.
Guys, is this allowed? Okay. Sugar mommy. So here's the thing.
They would think I'm twice.
No, the reason is because even if I have a sugar mommy, I would want you to know that I am working and I am busy. Get as
I have nothing to prove to you.
Do you get that kind of thing? Like,
I'm not proving anything to you.
I won't be 100% available. What are you doing? I'm at work. So the sugar mom is just for extra. And
sugar.
And elderly women, they give less wahala. From experience.
Less. You sound like someone's very experienced in that field.
Moving on.
No, we don't. No, let's go back. Don't move. Oh, yeah. Well, at the last, I don't know how long this episode has been, but we're at the last part of it. Put a finger down. Now, this one is fun and this one is nice because even you that are watching and are listening to this, you can do it also. So put all your fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 questions. I should have done 10. I don't know why it didn't occur to me. But 8 questions. This is put a finger down. Problem child edition. If you put at least 5 fingers down, you know that is by God's grace that you are here today, because you really gave your parents plenty of trouble.
So just in case, where I'm from, we count 1, 1, 2 as 1.
What is this one?
Just in case. Yeah.
Please drop your hand. Oh yeah, put a finger down if you were ever sent on an errand but you returned late because you made your own detour.
Okay, let's start with this one then. Yes.
Me, I don't know. Okay.
And they do detour. Where?
I do not do detour. It's just that if you send me a message, I'll do the one that consign me and I'll come back. So let me explain. Does this one time they gave me money? I should go and buy bar soap to wash clothes. Let's say they gave me 100 naira. Go and buy key soap. I reach there as per investor. I use 15 naira buy the soap. I use 15 naira buy sweets for myself. Because I needed to pay myself for a job well done. So I'll probably come back on time. But when I come back, you see where it goes for my hand. They differ from what you tell me to go do.
No, I was always very distracted, and certain times there were things I had to go and do. So yes.
Yeah. Okay. After you even said you even had crushes on babes, so maybe you're going to follow multiple women.
No.
The fans don't want to know.
No, guys. We need to clear that. So within from age 0 to like
15.
Yeah.
I was away from women. Like my parents used to say, I was scared of them. I always go the opposite direction.
Suddenly, I don't know what happened.
I'm
so happy because right now things are happening too much. So I like the way I'm standing. So it's very clear. You understand? I like Nyash. I like movies.
They don't.
I like
please.
This kind of thing.
I have children listening to this episode.
I don't understand.
Well, yeah, put a finger down. This is the second one. Put a finger down if you ever try to burn yourself or find out how painful fire is. Everybody. Not only did I try, I now went to burn knife. I used to gun my cousin.
Okay.
Put a finger down if you ever claim to be a Power Ranger or practice their stunts.
No, I never like Power Rangers.
Oh man, I was White Ranger. You needed to see me.
I was so annoyed because they take a lot of time to transform, and yet the villain is looking at them.
All that time, I don't begin to beat you.
So I found it very annoying.
Okay, so put a finger down if you ever got in trouble with any of your teachers. Me, they will report. They used to report me. They used to write in my report booklet. She used to insult teachers.
It was just one teacher, though.
Okay. Hey, I don't draw five fingers. Put a finger.
Three, actually.
Four. I put down four. Okay. Put a finger down if any teacher had to report you to your parents or guardians. Okay.
I did something.
You look like who used to do things.
My dad arrived and they reported me. My dad disgraced me. He made me raise that thing. I won't go too far in the details, but he made me raise that from school to the house. My hand was just he didn't go home straight. Nigga went round away. And when we get there, he told me to come down and see my hand, and he would tell them this is what his son did.
All I just have to leave for Nigerian parents. Anyways, put a finger down if you ever broke a bone or got into any major accident as a child.
See, my hand is down already. My mother had to sit me down and cry and tell me, my son, do you want to give me PP?
Me too, I had an accident once because I was crossing road foolishly.
You
from what
one,
I
said I had multiple injuries.
Oh yeah, put a finger down if you were in the worst set. Already. Put a finger down if you were in the worst set this school has ever seen.
You always say it to every set, Jared.
True, that's what I was going to say. Every set is the worst set.
I beg you, say to every set.
But it was your set. The thing is, some sets did not get that. Your set got it, Abby.
Yes.
Normal.
But I wasn't one of the guys that caused the problem, though. I was very calm in school.
I mean, there's no proof of that, so it's very normal that you want to lie to us. Put a finger down if you ever got an F.
No, I never.
I did get one time.
I didn't get an F.
I think in secondary school, so I used to fail maths a lot. So I think I got an F1. I don't know. I can't
remember. Oh, we're talking about secondary school now.
Secondary uni.
Oh, uni, I never
uni, got an F. Well, I was shocked. Everybody was shocked.
I never got. So secondary school, I can't really remember. No, I didn't get an F in secondary school.
But all eight fingers are down, bro.
Are you done already? They're just two.
Yeah. Go. I've called out eight. Now you know it's they count.
Okay, so technically.
They count backwards.
Six fingers are down. All of my fingers. Okay, yeah, just two questions.
All my fingers were down.
Wow. So,
guys.
I really was a problem child. But that brings us to the end of this episode. Ooh. Let me know what you think about the episode in the comment section. As I said, please, as we are calling her the Would You Rather, I hope you'll be answering. As I've been calling her the Never Have I Ever, I hope you have been answering. As I've been calling her to put a finger down, I hope you've been putting a finger down. I've been putting a finger down because, I mean, I went through all of this trouble, got all of these questions. He went through all of that trouble, got all of those questions for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I don't think there's anything else we need to add, though. We're supposed to have a Twitter space, but we're not doing it again. Most likely because they're having a change in plans. So, yeah, probably not do Twitter space this month, but we'll catch you next month. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, share. It's very important that you share the podcast, the episode, so that people can enjoy and laugh the way we made you laugh too.
I'm sure you laughed. If you don't laugh,
if you don't laugh, you're probably pass our if you're probably pass within this podcast if you don't laugh. But yeah, until next time, bye.